This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, like in The Matrix, when he's like, I know Kung Fu. Uh-huh. When are we going to be able to do that with Hammond organ? Because then I could be like, welcome to Penn Sunday School.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but we can't do that, so we might as well just roll the music, I guess.
I mean, you could do whatever you want and tell me how to fix it afterwards.
Oh, no. I don't want to give you more work. I'm ready for the music. Here we go.
See?
Yeah.
You just say that word and it happens. Here we go.
Welcome to Penn Sunday School, broadcasting live from Show Creator Studio South. Today it's me, Pip the Man of Dragon, filling in for Matt Donnelly. On today's show, we're going to be talking about things we make up. Now your host, preaching love, is Penn Jillette.
Brought to you by Masterclass.
Brought to you by... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know the new bit that nobody told me about.
No one told you about that.
Brought to us by Masterclass,
yep.
Which I happen to be in.
I know. Penn Sunday School brought to you by Masterclass.
Featuring Piff the Magic Dragon.
Featuring Piff the Magic Dragon. No, Masterclass now is, we're like in the late 50s when television just hit.
Yeah.
It was like Texaco's whatever.
Yeah.
Now we're Masterclass's Sunday School.
I love it.
Masterclass. I like to do this after Masterclass.
Which foolish person gave you and I keyboards?
Right now, you can go an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/
this idiot.
Penn.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/
Penn.
Masterclass.com/
Penn.
And then we can talk. How have you been, my dear friend Piff?
I've been very good. I learned how to jog.
How do you learn to jog? You don't have to learn to jog.
Have you tried to jog?
I think you just run slow, right?
What?
You just run slow.
It's just, okay, well, let's pause.
Yeah.
You go out and jog for 45 minutes and come back and see whether you know how to jog.
How would you have to learn?
How to jog.
What is involved in jogging?
Well, I have an app called Couch to 5K.
Oh, so I see.
Eventually, I'll be running 5Ks. Now, that's, I don't know what that is in miles, because that's how I work in miles.
It's like 3.5.
So, Couch to 3.5 miles.
Uh-huh.
And
3.7, isn't it, ready?
I think we're getting hung up in an unnecessary detail here.
I was looking at tech. What's the question?
What is a 5K?
Somebody said the answer was 3.1.
Well, say 3.7. Be done with it.
Sure.
In post, I've answered correctly.
So I run. You do like 1 minute walking. Well, no, you do 5 minutes of a warm-up, which is walking for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I walk for 5 minutes, then I run for a minute, walk for a minute, run for a minute, walk for a minute. Run for a minute, walk for a minute, 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 take a phone call, run for a minute, walk for a minute, then I do 5 minutes cool down.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you jog. Except,
how long does it take? We could have added it up as you were saying it.
Yeah, they take about between 20 to 30 minutes.
It changes every day?
It depends how much you run and walk for.
I see.
And how many times you do that.
And I assume the walking goes down or the running goes up?
Yes.
But this is not jogging. This is running and walking.
No, it's jogging.
It's not jogging.
Why is it not jogging?
Jogging is a different thing from alternating running and walking.
No, I'm working up to jogging. I'm jogging for a minute.
You're running for a minute.
No, I'm jogging.
Okay.
Why am I not running? Why am I not jogging?
Because you just said running. You said walk for a minute, run for a minute, walk
what's
for a minute, run for a minute.
What's the difference between running and jogging?
That's what I'm asking you.
You're the one who brought up.
You're the manager of this team.
Right.
You know the name of the ball players. Who's on first? running and jogging are different things.
Who says?
Me. I just said it. What, are you deaf?
No, but here's the thing. You just invented this.
No, I did.
You did.
You think jogging and running are synonyms? Yes,
yeah.
They're not synonyms.
Why are they not? They're the same thing.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Jogging and running. Get the fuck out of here.
You're telling me you can't use running in place of the word jogging?
No, you cannot.
So, what did you do this morning? Oh, I went for a run. Really?
I went for a jog.
Two different things. And describe your run. Well, I jogged for a minute, and I walked for a minute, and I jogged for a minute, and I walked
that
for a
wouldn't
minute.
That wouldn't be jogging, would it now?
Oh, my.
That would be a different thing. It's a different thing you're doing, Piff.
How?
This is not just
How
a silly
it?
Thing.
How?
Oh, motherfucker. Okay, let me just see. We're going to go. We're going to take the time right now to go difference
between running,
jogging,
and
running. And the internet
you
will
could
go.
Also,
what's the key differences?
You could also Google what's the difference between running and running. Or you could also Google what's the difference between jogging and jogging.
If you asked 100 people what the difference in running and jogging is, most of them would tell you jogging is just a slow run. And to a certain extent, that would be right. Although, there are no hard and fast rules for jogging versus running pace. Most sources put the cutoff point at around 6 miles per hour. So if you cover the equivalent of 6 miles or more in an hour, 10 minutes per mile pace, or 30 minutes for a 5K race, then you're running. If you cover less than that, you're jogging. In terms of form, the main difference between running and jogging is when you're jogging, your knees may not come up as far and your arms will not swing quite as much. That's because you not need the extra momentum. Physical exertion. Jogging is low to moderate intense exercise. Running is harder. Running versus jogging, the health benefits. Jogging engages the same muscles as running. That includes the muscles in the lower body, such as hip flexors, etc. There are health benefits associated with jogging. Okay, the bottom line, they're the same thing. Okay, we're done. So you are running and jogging.
Running and jogging.
Every morning.
Yes.
Now this has replaced your pull-ups.
No, wait, not every morning. Not every morning, because you can't.
You can't. You can't?
No, you can't.
You can't?
You might drop dead or something if you jog every day. Apparently, it's very important to rest a day between each run.
But you don't rest. You do other exercise?
Yes, I do my... Now, I was doing... And I do think this was a little bit far-fetched for me to think I could do this. I used to do an hour strength training every day and then take one day off for cardio. And repeat that, and then the next day off, take a day off for rest.
Uh-huh.
So I was working out all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, six hours a week, but that's for me all the time.
Six days a week.
6 days for an hour a day, 6 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
That's like all. Yeah. So now I just do. I go running, or sometimes I go for a jog. And
so is it jogging one day, running the next?
Who knows? Just like, I like to mix it up. Yeah. And then I like go in and I do my chest and bicep workout the next day. And then I go for a jog the next day. And then I do my leg workout the next day. And then I go for a jog the next day. And then I do my back and chest workout.
Has this helped you, your health?
No.
Now, it helps you with that Marvel body, though?
No, definitely. No, the Marvel body is slipping further and further away.
Mm-hmm.
I just seem to have like... You know, when a plane comes into landing without its undercarriage, that's what I just seem to have done with my weight loss program.
Uh-huh.
I really liked jogging/running for about 3 minutes. I went out the house. The sun was out. It was nice and cool. It's the perfect time of year this year. I was doing my walking. Then I started doing my jogging. And everything was very good. And about 100 feet away, I saw a person. And I was like, oh, God. I don't have to say hello to that person, do I? And I was like, no, I probably don't.
You're wearing earbuds at this point.
No, I've got these new ones that they're like, they cling onto your ears. You can't shake them off. I've tried, you know like how a dog shakes off water?
Yeah.
That's how I've tried to shake them off. Because every other earbuds just pop out of my ear when I do anything strenuous. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you like clench your face. For me, when I clench my face, my AirPod Pros go pop. And they like shoot across, which is very bad on airplanes. Because I always lose my AirPod Pros on airplanes.
Do you really?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, and then often...
You're often grimacing on airplanes?
Yeah, yeah. And often, I've got the very good reflexes, right? But not good enough. Uh-huh. So what happens is...
You catch them on...
No! No, if only. I move my hand to catch them, okay?
And slap the person.
No! I slap them out of the air, they just go flying across the airplane, and I spend the next 20 minutes asking to look at the various people's seats to find my AirPods. So,
it's a good way to meet people. Can I crawl between your legs on a flight?
Well, but there's a difference in there between meeting people, which is easy, mm-hmm. and having people like you, which is more difficult. You can meet a lot of people.
It's like jogging and running.
Sort of, but this one has a point. You can meet, I meet a lot of people on stage, for example.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I tend to be shouting at them at the time.
Well, yeah, they like your show. That doesn't mean they like you.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We have that in common.
Yeah, we're both shouting at innocent passers-by. They're like, oh, we just came to see a show, actually. Why are you so angry? Yeah. Didn't we just give you money? I thought we paid to be here.
Louis Anderson said when he came to our Broadway show back in like 1990, Louis Anderson said after the show, I like watching Midwest people in your show because they just sit there going, why is he yelling at us?
Yeah, what did we do?
Yeah, why is he yelling at us?
Yeah, we did everything right? We paid to be here.
Yeah, we're in the proper seats.
Right.
We applauded when he came out.
Yeah.
We're laughing at things he says that are funny.
Yeah.
Why is he angry at us?
We don't know how he does the magic stuff.
Yeah.
We're not questioning it either.
We saw his hand in a slightly odd position, but we didn't point.
We kept quiet. Yeah. He just seems very, very angry.
At us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one else here. It's just us. So I'm running. So I got new headphones because I kept losing my.
You don't like over ear like the we're wearing now. You don't like those?
No, I do like them, but not for jogging.
Yeah.
Or running. I mean, I don't know whether you ever tried either.
I have exceptionally bad feet. When I go in to a foot specialist, you know you're fucked up when the foot specialist takes X-rays of your foot and looks at your feet and says, you have remarkable pain management. And I go, yes. And they go, how often do your feet hurt? And I go, always. And they go, for how long has that been? And I say, since I was 8. And they say, and you just put up with the pain? And I say, yes. And then they say, maybe that's why you're so angry.
Yeah, right.
At the whole audience. So the idea of me, I can ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
Of course, now I can't balance, but I could ride a bicycle. I can ride a stationary bicycle.
Do you still ride that Carol bike?
I like that, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I still do that.
You still do that once a week?
I do it every time before I work out.
For how long?
The minimum. What's that? It's like 7 minutes, eight minutes? I do that 120.
Yeah.
You know, where you have like two lots of 20 seconds. Yeah. And that says that's better or the same as a 45-minute jog.
Right, but you still think, no, I'm going to take a 45-minute jog.
Yeah, what am I going to listen to, a bike? It's like, that's why I'm basing my life decisions on a talking bike. Oh, hello. Hello, John. It's Mr. Bike. Ride me. It's the same as doing a 45-minute jog. Where's the science? It doesn't show me.
There was some science
behind it. But does the bike show us?
No, the bike's website shows us.
Right. So I got these new ear things, right? They just hook on. And then they don't go in your ears because, like, the overheads, they're too clunky for me to.
But they're on ears.
Wait.
There's on ears, there's over ears, and there's in ears.
No, there isn't. There's new ones.
These aren't on ears?
These are near ears.
Near ears. I'll tell you, the sound on the Magic Hat.
Oh, yeah.
The VR thing is fabulous.
Yeah. These are like that. They just sit over your ear, and then the little speaker sits like just near your ear, just sort of like just on the outside.
Hello.
And whispers like, hello, would you like to hear some music today?
Now, you listen to music, and then you also have your app telling you, run now,
yes.
Walk now.
Yes, yes.
It breaks into the music?
Breaks all my podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all my audiobooks, because I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
What book are you listening to now?
Oh, I can't talk about it.
Okay.
It's so bad. It's about a writer who left Hollywood and all she's done so far is complain.
Nonfiction?
Nonfiction. I'm like, I don't think any job is good for you. I don't think specific to the industry. I think you're just complaining a lot about everything. So I'm running, right?
Yeah. Or jogging.
Or jogging. And I prepared myself for this because I also have bad feet. I don't know whether you knew that. I have high arches and plantar fasciitis.
We are the opposite.
Have you got low arches?
I'm what's called a rocker. My arch is convex.
What?
It actually sticks out. I have calluses. I have no arch. You know when you're walking with Jesus and then for a while the footprints in the sand, yeah, there's only one set?
Yeah.
Mine don't look like human footprints. They look like Sasquatch. It's just a blob. There's no arch whatsoever.
So you'd be like, hang on a minute.
I would know whether Jesus was there.
You were like, I call bullshit.
Yeah. Those are my footprints, Jesus.
Right.
You weren't walking with me.
Well, he might have the same convex arch.
There's nothing. There's one passage in Luke that is ambivalent about Jesus' arches. It says, and the Son of God shall rock. And that could mean the arches are convex.
Right.
But it could also mean he looks like Peter Frampton.
Could be. So I bought all these shoes, like five pairs of shoes.
You love buying shit.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
You do.
I'm really not a piece unless there are three packages in the mail at all times.
Yeah.
And two of which I don't really know what they are because I bought them and then forgot.
Yeah. You like to buy shit. I do not like to buy shit.
Really?
No, I do not like to buy shit.
Have you tried?
I'm terrible whenever I buy shit.
Well, listen, I'm trying to not buy shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm trying to do that, why don't you do the opposite and buy shit?
Buy shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And why don't we do the opposite on our feet? I will cut away my arch, and you smash with a hammer the back of your foot, and we'll go back for a foot specialist and say, hey, we fixed it.
Yeah, perfect. We swapped over. So, no, I was running these shoes.
Yeah,
I was jogging on my feet. I was wearing these special shoes, and I would jog for 1 minute, walk for 1 minute, jog for 1 minute, and already my arches would be on fire, and it was like I could barely walk on my feet. So then I tried all these different shoes, had lots of packages going back and forth. It was great.
You like that?
Yeah.
What shoe size are you?
I'm an 8 in American, which is what I am now.
Yeah, you are. So. And you'll be soon to be a citizen.
Yeah, I've got to take my the oath ceremony, which is not going well. They gave me a date, and they were very, very firm about this date. They said, listen, you got to be here, and you got to dress up, all right? I don't know who they're talking to, but the letter is very angry. I assume it's a generic letter, but whatever it is, that person writing it had a bad day. They were like, enough of this, okay? Just enough. If you're gonna be American, you're gonna come here on this day and you're gonna dress up nicely. All right? Is that an issue?
They say dress up nicely.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, listen, is that an issue? Because if that's an issue, maybe you should just get the hell out of this country. So I'm halfway through this letter, like, what have I done to this person? Do they have cameras on me when I was doing the other tests? Is that what they were doing? Because I thought I looked quite nice in the other tests. I was turning up very smartly to the other tests. So I'm not American yet, and unfortunately, I have a gig.
Now, do you have to stop talking that stupid way you talk? Is that one of the rules?
No.
Okay.
No, that's called freedom of speech.
Freedom of accent. Freedom of dialect.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, fuck all y'all. Can you say that well?
Hello, buddies. Fuck you all. So I'm running.
Jogging.
Not American. And I can't run. So I go through all these different pairs of shoes. And finally, I find this like orthotic website.
I get orthotics.
Yeah. And I go in there and it says, okay, these sneakers are for plantar fasciitis. And I call them up 3 times. Yeah. And I say,
because you like to bother people who are working.
Yeah. I call them up and say, I want to get these sneakers for jogging. And they say, well, these are more running shoes. But.
Now, I approve completely of you saying sneakers, because some people in your fucking backward country say trainers. I don't approve of that.
Well, the one I don't approve of is tennis shoes.
I don't like tennis shoes.
No.
Sneakers.
I don't mind trainers. Why not trainers?
Because they're sneakers. That's why. But go on.
Okay, fine. So anyway, I start arguing with this guy. I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, these are the ones for jogging. I'm like, well, but I want to go jogging. And he's like, yeah, these are the ones. So I don't really believe the hype. And they arrive. They don't have insoles in them. You know, I don't put my special insoles in them. Uh-huh. They say that they come with insoles, right? So there's a lot of faith going into these shoes. Mm-hmm. So I put them on, tie them on, go out for my five-minute walk. The five-minute walk goes without incident. Just walking for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is good. No stabbing arch pain. I start jogging. Goes very well. I then walk. Goes well. Jog, walk, jog, walk, jog, walk. I do the whole thing. Get home. And the only pain I have is a burning stabbing pain in my shins and calves because they've never been used for exercise. Uh-huh. But I feel like that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my feet, totally fine. So now I've learned to jog.
Good.
All it needed was some $200 orthotic shoes and ignoring the stabbing fire in my shins.
I see. I see. Are you going to run a 5K?
There are people that I admire in this world. Not many, but a couple. And they run marathons and then attribute every other part of their success to running marathons.
Uh-huh. You know, my wife ran 2 marathons.
Yeah.
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 And she was so proud. It was all she would talk about. You know, she would go to like McDonald's and say, oh, I'll have French fries, a chicken sandwich, and I ran a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get free ketchup if you do that. Did you not notice all the ketchup she was stockpiling?
Now, you want to run a marathon?
No, I want to achieve the things that people have achieved who run marathons.
Who are the people you admire that run marathons?
2 people.
Yeah.
And Emily, obviously.
Eddie Izzard.
No, not Eddie Izzard. He ran a marathon of marathons.
Yeah.
And he did it without any training. He just started running marathons.
Is that true?
Yeah. The first one he did, he just sort of started. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look like a good idea. Mm-hmm. So Steve Cohen, who has the magic show in New York.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he lives his life in his own terms.
What does that mean?
Well, he creates his terms.
How do you notice that he lives his life in his own terms?
He was like, oh, you know what I'd like to do? Well, this isn't quite true because it wasn't planned. What he initially just wanted to do was to create, this is a bit of a lie, but anyway, what he wanted to do was create a show somewhere that he could invite rich people to so that they could then book him for their private events. So he created Chamber Magic in New York, which is a great, great show. It was at the Waldorf for many years. And,
shut up.
What? I was just cough laughing.
Okay.
I had a cough, and I decided to resolve it by laughing at nothing, clearly. I just cough laughing. So anyway, so he makes his magic show. He goes like $200,000 into debt making his magic show. And then it got featured on something like 90 Minutes or the Sunday Morning Show or something like that, and sold out for a year. And then he realized, hang on a minute, I'm making more money doing this than I would doing the rich people parties. So he had to turn them all down. And he works like 2 days a week, you know, Friday, Saturday, doing these parties for like, I think it's either 50 or 100 people. Now I realize that's quite a difference when it comes to ticket revenue. But let's say 50 people. Anyway, he's created his own industry. He does these 2 shows. People love it. He loves it. And he runs marathons.
Who's the other person?
Haruki Murakami, the author.
The writer, yeah. He writes, yeah, I know he runs marathons.
Yeah.
He wrote a book on running.
He did,
which I didn't like.
I didn't finish. I read a lot of his other stuff. And he's one of those writers who gives the illusion that I could write. I read it and go, I could do this.
Yeah.
And then I read other books and I'm like, no, I don't think I could do this.
Well, you know, really good writing makes you feel smart.
Right.
Really bad writing makes you feel stupid.
Right.
That's one of the indicators, you know. When you're reading a really good writer, it just flows.
It just flows. And I go, I could do this. And I probably could if it were less words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just had to write a paragraph, I could write a tight paragraph.
I've seen stuff that you've written.
Yeah.
Paragraph, 2 paragraphs, 3 paragraphs.
Right.
It's really good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've never seen things that I've written, which are like 60,000 words, right?
No, no.
No, because I haven't written those things.
No.
So
I just finished another book.
Maybe I should be a poet.
60,000 words. Poet, not many words.
Not many words.
Haiku poet. Even better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of thinking involved.
A lot of thinking, not much writing.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I was listening to you. You know, one of the things I do with you and a few other people, but not many. Mm-hmm. You're in rarefied company here, right?
I would try to drink this water again and try not to spill it all.
Well, that's not going to... I wouldn't actually do that right now because that's not going to help my story if you display an inability to drink water. One of the few things required. When you strip everything away, what do you need to survive? One is the ability to drink water. Okay. And at the moment, you're displaying a lack of that.
Okay.
Which is sort of going to ruin my point.
Okay. I'll refrain from demonstrating my lack of ability.
But there, you know, like often with you, I'll say, oh, how do you write? What's your process for this? What's this? And I'll take note of it and I'll try it out myself. And it always works. But then I always lack the discipline to keep going. But you were saying that you have your Schultz hour, mm-hmm. which I was very disappointed wasn't the Peanuts cartoonist. Mm-hmm. You do it in a hot tub, mm-hmm. and you shout at your phone. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what I got?
What?
Well, if I
your Gillette hour.
Do you want me just to tell you what I have?
Yeah.
Well, I specifically said, guess what I just got?
Oh, you said guess.
Yeah.
A hot tub.
Yeah. Boom. First
now,
guess.
Now, hot tub or a jacuzzi? So you were running to your hot tub and jogging to your jacuzzi?
Exactly.
Was it the other way around?
Yes, I was jogging my jacuzzi. No, it's alliteration, isn't it, for everything?
Yeah. Jogging. So you hop into your hot tub.
Hop into my hot tub.
Jog to your jacuzzi.
You see, what I just did there was successfully drink from a bottle of water. Here we go. This is a big moment for me. Oh, well, I see your problem now.
What's my problem?
You don't have a seal around the bottle.
This is two ways of drinking a bottle from a bottle, and I've never really decided which I like to
drink. Oh, well, let's go through them. Number one, create a seal around the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And pour the liquid down, the seal thus preventing the liquid from going anywhere else. Number two, aim at your face and throw it. Is that what your technique is? Just line up and just toss it in there. Just like
somewhere I saw somebody that I'd like to be and I'm not.
Yeah.
Like Bob Dylan. I saw them drinking where some people do just pour the liquid into their face. You've seen that, right?
Well, I've seen sports people do it.
They're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Sports people do it where they have those squeezy bottles, and they do it from a distance. You know, they just finish running or jogging or whatever they're doing, and then they just take the bottle and just squeeze it from a foot away, and they catch it like one of those dolphins doing tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you want to do?
As if their water were fish.
Right.
No, there's a way in between where you just do this.
Weird sounds removed.
You know, your mouth stays open without a real seal.
I just don't understand any of the benefits of not using an overworld seal.
See, you're not really sealing on the outside. You are kissing the bottle. Mm. You kiss it. You do this.
More weird sounds removed.
No, I don't think I do because my upper lip is behind the rim of the bottle.
Yes, your upper lip is behind. So you're kind of kissing.
But what my upper lip is doing is sealing.
No, it's not.
It is. Listen. See?
It's not. It's pushing. Pushing.
No, it's sealing.
You're not actually sucking off the bottle like this.
No, I suck off the bottom of the bottle.
Mm. Bottom of the bottle you suck off. Top of the bottle you kiss.
No, the top of the bottle is blocked by my upper lip.
Underneath it.
Yeah, try it. Try it.
Like this.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Then try that.
That's how you're doing it.
Yeah.
Now, people have talked to me and said that it's creepy. And you've been with me. Yes. You've seen me drink espresso and coffee. And you've seen me drink out of a glass. Have you not?
Yeah.
You've enjoyed all those things in my company.
Yeah, I don't think I've paid much attention to. What did I miss?
Some people tell me that the way I drink is creepy because I keep eye contact when I drink. And other people look into the liquid.
Right.
I do this.
Were you in their house without permission? Because then it's creepy. Were the lights off, and yet they could still see your glowing pupils?
I don't know. But do you look at people while you drink?
No. Let's try it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first you have to get the bottle. That's not easy. Okay, I've got the
bottle.
We're
going to do the suck off the bottom, kiss the top?
No, the opposite. You don't kiss anything. You seal it.
Like this.
Yeah, but could you look at me? Could you look at me? Could you look at me? God, bringing this bottle into land is a challenge. Okay. Listen, why has Reddy surrounded us with thousands of dollars of expensive electronics that can all be ruined by somebody dropping water?
Who's incompetently drinking. Now, you say, you say, smarty pants communist, that you listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
But you also said you enjoy Masterclass. Is that right?
I like Masterclass. I learned how to negotiate and talk at parties.
Uh-huh.
You know, I learned how to be interesting at parties, which I don't go to. I've never practiced.
Mm.
So, but in theory, if I went to a party, let's try it. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'm meeting you. Oh, hi, Penn.
Oh, you're Piff. You're Piff. You do the magic show. I love it. You're just great.
Yeah, I do. What do you do?
I do also do a magic show.
You also do a magic show?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. What do you do in your magic show?
I do the magic show at the Rio, at the Penn and Teller.
At the Rio?
Theater.
At the Penn and Teller Theater. A show called Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And your show's called Piff the Magic Dragon.
My show is called Piff the Magic Dragon. How many days a week do you do?
We only do 4 days
you
a week.
You only do 4 days
a
week? Yeah. Wow.
And then we also go on the road.
You also go on the road?
Yeah, we also do TV and so on.
You also do TV?
Is that you?
Wow.
Is that you at a party?
Yeah, that's me at a party. Yeah. Now, don't you feel like I'm hearing you?
Yes, I do.
Don't you feel listened to?
I do.
Don't you come away from it going, God,
I
that
feel
guy,
listened to.
He really, God, he heard me.
I was thinking, God, that guy, he heard me.
Yeah, I don't give a shit what you were just saying. Didn't listen to any of it. You just repeated it back like a seal. Oh, 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 oh. Just repeated it back. And apparently that makes people feel interested. So I just do that three or four times at a party and then leave. And there are three or four people at the party going, wow, what a guy.
And you learned that from Masterclass?
Yes, I learned it from the Chris somebody negotiation episode.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, that changed the way I do things.
Yeah.
Because I used to point, and I no longer point in the show. I now hold my hand flat and up.
Is that because people used to shout, gun?
But, Masterclass, it's lifelong learning. And here's what you learn about negotiating.
Yeah.
I don't know that no one's ever said the word that way before. I'm breaking rules here.
Chris Voss.
Was that?
Christmas?
Chris Voss.
Chris Voss.
He's pronouncing Christmas wrong.
Chris Voss. Have you done any of the cooking ones? There's good cooking
ones. I haven't done cooking ones. I did the meditation one.
How'd that go?
That's pretty good. I like meditating a lot.
Yeah, I do meditation as well.
Yeah, and when we're not doing an advert for Masterclass, we should talk about the magic hat meditation.
Yeah, I like that one very much.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah,
but first...
We'll talk a little more about
what's his name? Somebody Zim.
Who does the meditation?
Meditation.
One?
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's got a nice house, too. Do you reckon that's his real house?
Hans Zimmer.
No, Hans Zimmer does not do a masterclass on meditation.
Hans Zimmer plays the flute.
What?
Doesn't he?
No, he creates all of the scores.
Oh, yeah.
He does the June score and the.
And does he have a masterclass?
He does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Now, who's the... Somebody Rabbit Zim.
Rabbit?
Rabbit, yeah. Jonathan Rabbit Zim.
So, it's in all forms. How do you do your master class?
iPad. iPad on the plane.
iPad on the plane.
Because you can download it.
Sure. And listen to it anytime. As supplementary material.
I very much like it when the apps let you download things. Because, you know, they're not saying, hey, you just you do nothing. But watch this out. They're like, you know, we understand you've got a busy life.
Yeah.
You got to get on a plane. Hey, we'll come with you.
There's 11 categories. There's 180 plus instructors.
John Kabat-Zinn.
I was looking it up.
John Kabat-Zinn.
John Kabat-Zinn.
Not cabbage.
What?
Cabot.
Rabbit. What?
Rabbit. So right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off an annual membership at Masterclass. .com/Pen. Get 50% off right now at masterclass.com/Pen.
Pen.
That's masterclass.com/Pen. It's interesting that everybody everybody seems to do masterclass. Everybody that I know. Because everybody likes to learn stuff.
Yeah.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now let's talk about the Magic Hat meditation. I love the best thing about the Magic Hat for me was the meditation. I love that little sphere coming apart.
Oh my God.
And the little pieces.
Yeah. I
just drank with the kiss suck off biff.
How did it go?
Went well.
Yeah.
I've never been sure of how I want to drink. Here's what I always wanted in life. You know how people, I'm a habit guy. I live for habits. And when I would go out with somebody back in the old days of coffee and cigarettes in New York at 3 a.m, there were some people that I thought had a real hold of their life. And the way I judged them, because they weren't like me, is if I would order a cup of coffee, this is a bad example because I don't like coffee, although I do drink it because I don't like it, so I drink it slowly, so it gives me something to do while I'm talking to people, right? Because I keep looking at them when I'm drinking, and it creeps them out because I'm in their house and I'm naked and they didn't invite me. Some people, my friend Robbie, used to get a cup of coffee and put in 5 heaping teaspoons of sugar right away, heaping teaspoons. Other people I know would put a splash of milk. Other people I would know would put, they'd prepare their coffee or tea.
Grate some cheese in it.
Grate some cheese into it. Yeah, they would have a way they did it. Then there were other people. They were very rare. And I thought these people were living in the moment, who I'd go out with them and notice that they took their coffee different ways, different days, and different ways in different places.
Oh.
And I would think, wow, because I'm such a habitual guy, really? That I do things every day that don't help me and I don't like just because the habit is there. So part of what I'm trying to do with my drinking different ways, using the suck kiss, the full suck, and the pour at your face methods, different times depending on my mood, is trying to capture that kind. You like Steve Cohen, but I like a guy who gets a cup of coffee and then goes, today, a little bit of cream.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
you're like a guy who orders a coffee, uh-huh, and they say, how do you take it? And he goes, let's find out. that's what you're like.
Yeah. Don't you see what I mean by
that? The other day, I had a smoked cheese latte. This is a drink.
No, it's
not. It is a drink.
It's not a drink. It's a drink. You made that up.
I will take you for a smoked cheese latte any day you want.
Is that a Starbucks thing?
Nope.
Where is it?
Well, it's at the Wiggly Cheesecake place. But you just have to immediately undercut your expectations. The cheesecake is not wiggly.
Okay.
There is a certain point. So what we're doing at the moment is social media. It's a nightmare. We all know this. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible thing. The world's going to end probably because of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But we in this day and age, you have to sell tickets to shows. Mm-hmm. And promoters over the last few years have gone, oh, you know what? I think we'll just take the promote out of our job. So we're just, So They've gone, well, why don't you just sell tickets with your social media thing and we won't do anything? And you're going, but aren't you a promoter? And they're like, no, now we're just this. So they've got rid of the promoting bit and it's up to you to sell tickets organically, which is very difficult because all of the big social media companies don't like it when you talk about things that make you money. They want you to pay them to talk about things that make you money. So we, being me and a couple other people who work for me, have been working on various tactics.
When I went to your show,
yeah,
one of your social media people,
yeah,
woman, wanted me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
She wanted me to hold my phone.
Our phone.
And your phone.
Yeah.
And talk about your show during your show.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, that's simply not the way I was brought up.
Yes, I know, but that's fine because the world's changed.
I know. But I still, you think I should just take my coffee however it happens to be that day.
Exactly. No, I mean, I think you'll be the first to say that if things change about the way that we do things, then we can either go, well, I don't want to do that. But then when we're sitting there without selling tickets, you know, performing to a 30% house, well, that's because we were like, I don't want to.
But you have to admit that you don't want a friend of yours to come to your show and talk during your show into a phone.
Who are you talking to?
Piff the Magic Dragon.
And you don't think Piff the Magic Dragon would love it if Penn Jillette was out there whispering in the dark while I'm on stage performing?
I don't think you would.
Oh, I would love it.
And you were going to call me out on it, weren't
you? No, I don't think I would call you out on it. Because that would be a bit ridiculous. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing in my show, man? You come to my show and you start talking into a phone. You gave it to me. You just gave me the phone. I'm sorry. I was just trying to keep up with social media in an ever-changing landscape.
So I did something before your show.
Yeah, you did.
And after your show.
And during my show.
Yeah, I threw potato chips.
Yeah, as somebody who was serving our country,
yeah,
soon to be, obviously, not until I've got my
date. Well, I was going to ask you this. Date. When you're dressed smartly and you go and take your oath, are we going to celebrate afterwards?
We can do.
Are you and I going to go and have a coffee? Who knows how we'll take it?
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll wear the same suit if you want.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Does it say in the angry letter that you have to meet someone who's dressed smartly?
No, you can be dressed as you
because, as you know, the only time I'm dressed smartly is during the show.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me look good outside of
Never.
The show? No.
Never.
Not even passable, really.
No. And also, it's a binary thing with you. It's not like you have to meet somebody important before the show. So you might wear some nice pants and a shirt to meet that person, or you're meeting some famous celebrities coming to the show, you want to look good after the show. No, you're just like, hey, I was on stage in a suit and I was wearing a tie and now I'm in my pajamas.
I do wear pajamas. That's all I wear is pajamas.
Yeah. So you've got all these you've got all these photos taken backstage of some celebrity and homeless Penn and Teller. That's all it is.
That's what all it is.
You guys live at the Rio? We wish. We live outside. We live outside the Rio.
Well, we just met Jamie Raskin. You know Jamie Raskin?
No, who's Jamie Raskin?
He's a congressman who headed up the January 6th committee.
Oh.
And he wrote a book called Unthinkable, which I started reading.
Right.
This guy had a bad week.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad week. His son killed himself.
I do know this guy. Yes.
And
this guy had a terrible week.
Then there was an insurrection.
Right.
In his country.
Right.
That he was there for.
Yeah.
The first day back at work after his son killed himself.
He came to work specifically for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful man.
Yeah.
And Glenn yelled at us. Glenn said, Representative Jamie Raskin is going to be backstage after the show. So you're not allowed to get undressed. You will stay in your suit for a picture with Jamie Raskin.
Right.
We did. We stayed in our suits and got a picture. And then, this is probably where it turns more into Penn, I wanted to get out of my suit. So after we took the picture with Jamie Raskin, I wanted to keep talking to him. So I stripped there in the room.
Right.
So the picture I took with him that went out on social media, which he wasn't talking during our show into a phone, by the way. The picture that we're in our suits, although I've taken my tie off and I've unbuttoned my shirt all the way, but I'm still kind of...
So the clothes are on you.
There are clothes on my body, yes.
They're still attached.
Yeah, and then right after I'm in there and I'm in my underwear talking to Representative J.B. Raskin. You know, Moxie sometimes says to me when I leave for work, you can't go to work like that. You can't go to work like that. Mox says, you're wearing gym shorts, slippers, and you don't have a shirt on. You're just going to drive to work like that? And I go, yeah, I'll put a suit on when I'm there.
One of my favorite things I've ever seen is at 8:58 p.m., coming in to watch your show via the back door because some foolish person gave me a code. Teller rocking up in basketball shorts and a t-shirt and just sort of staggering in. And then 5 minutes later, he's on stage in full, in full costume. Very brave, because all that needs to happen is, you know, somebody does something stupid on the freeway and there's no Penn and Teller show that night.
Right.
So there was a period when I had to go to the doctors and they gave me ketamine.
Right, right.
And when they gave me ketamine, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, everything's fine. Oh. And like my entire world just like went and it was like scored by Hans Zimmerman. And like the entire—
Is that his real name, Hans Zimmerman?
It's Hans Zimmer, isn't it?
It's Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
But did he shorten it from Zimmerman? Does he have the same name as Dylan?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think you just made up the Zimmerman bit.
Okay.
Yeah, or I pretended you did and I made it up.
Yeah.
One of us made it up.
Yeah.
So, like, the entire world would just, like, melt. Would just melt. And suddenly, I don't know where I am. It reminded me a bit of the time, you remember my friend Jerry Kramer?
Yeah.
Who has now sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Jerry
Kramer didn't like us.
No, and I think you didn't like Jerry Kramer, so
yeah.
Everybody won. So Jerry, I was once with him and I had scabies?
Yeah.
What's that thing you get when you get really stressed?
No.
And it gives you like patches to scratch.
Is that scabies?
No, it's not scabies.
Scabies is a fuck disease, isn't it?
No, it's something like that. It's like measles or
shingles?
Shingles.
Yeah.
I had shingles, yeah.
Well, shingles is just another form of herpes.
Yeah. So I had shingles.
Mm-hmm.
I had like back herpes.
That's a bad, bad disease, shingles.
Yeah.
People that have it don't like it.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many diseases that people count as a plus.
His actual name is Robert Zimmer.
Okay.
Well, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
His real name is Robert?
What?
That's the joke.
Oh.
I see.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Can you, in post, can you make it look like we got that joke, first of all? Let's just do a quick laugh. You ready?
I had a dream. Not a dream. It was kind of a musing. Remember you said that when you were, what would you say, 50?
How old? 50.
I know. But when you were 50, this is future tense.
Oh, when yes.
You said that you were maybe going to stop wearing the dragon suit?
50, yes.
I had just thought about you being Piff Dragon, as though that were your name, and no longer the Magic Dragon, but just Piff Dragon.
Piff Dragon.
And I really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought of you coming out in a suit and tie, here he is, Piff Dragon, and it seemed really good to me.
Yeah, and I could be accompanied by my friends, Jonathan Piff Dragon and Charlotte Piff Dragon.
or Daryl Dragon.
Who's Daryl Dragon?
Daryl Dragon is the captain of the Captain Tennille.
Of what?
The Captain and Tennille.
Don't know what that is.
You know Muskrat Love?
No.
We're never going to explain to Captain Tennille, are we?
Nope.
Daryl Dragon also played with the Beach Boys. You're the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, Daryl Dragon played with them. And that was I believe his real surname was Dragon. So I thought of you being Piff Dragon as a really classy.
That might be his surname. Like he might have been given that by his parents, but at some point, somebody made up a surname Dragon.
I just looked it up. His actual name is Robert Dragon.
We got that one.
Yep, we nailed that one. So anyway, I had shingles. So Jerry says you should like get like one of these THC vape things so that you can relax and not be so stressed. This is before America's Got Talent. This is like where I had nothing. I was just stuck in the country with nothing. And it had been 6 months and I still had nothing. And all my funds were depleting rather drastically. So I was like, yeah, good idea, Jerry, which was a terrible idea. Good idea. So I'm smoking this. So I'm inhaling this thing because it's a vape. And I'm watching television and it's the Black Mirror. I'm watching Black Mirror. And there's an episode where...
Watching Black Mirror stoned.
Well, I didn't know I was stoned.
What, did you think THC wasn't stoned?
No, hang on. I didn't think it was taking any effect.
Oh, I see.
I was just smoking it a lot and going, this was a useless purchase. And I don't feel any less stressed than I already did. So then in this episode of Black Mirror, the guy is riding an exercise bike. Riding. And they're doing it for credits. And his buddy is doing it. And his buddy is spending his credits on like fake clothes for his electronic character.
Right.
Like a hat and all that sort of stuff.
I saw that.
And the other guy goes, isn't that stupid? Just buying things that don't exist for, you know, like for things that you don't even own. And I was like, but do any of us own anything? Like, these objects we have around the house, can these truly be said to be mine? For example, this television over here, I'm merely a caretaker. And I'm like, who am I talking to? Because I was saying all this aloud.
Aloud?
Aloud. And then I was like, okay, forget this. I'm gonna play video games. So I start playing Lego Batman.
Uh-huh.
And Lego Batman, I'm Lego Batman. I'm chasing all these villains around. And I finally corner the Joker. And the Joker's like, oh, no, I'm not one of the bad guys. And I was like, good guys, bad guys, aren't we all the same? We're just trying to get along in this crazy world. And I was like, I'm going to bed now. So I go to bed, I lie down, I reverse out the back of my head, and now I can see everyone's heads, and I'm like, oh, I could just go and see anyone, see what anyone's seeing at this point. And then I hear God, and I'm like, oh, hello, God. And there's an awkward silence, and I'm like, I don't think I should be speaking to you, should I? And God says, no. And then I suddenly go, boom, back into my head, and I go, never going to get stoned again.
But then, Jerry Kramer got stoned again.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but drugs work for some people and they don't work for me. So, but then I did this ketamine stuff and that was a bit like that, but that was under medical supervision. Mm-hmm. And then I found the magic hat. And you put it on and you watch this.
For those who don't know, the magic hat is also called Vision
Pro.
Pro.
Yeah.
From Apple.
Well, that's how they branded it, but we've rebranded it.
As the magic hat.
As the magic
hat.
Much better. They should have come to us first.
Yeah.
And there was this pulsating ball of energy in the room. And suddenly it explodes, and you're inside the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it just breathes slowly with you while you meditate. Yeah.
And boy, does it make you breathe, right?
Yeah.
It's impossible to breathe another
way.
It's
the best. You can do that up to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking...
Then you can just hit redo, too.
Yeah, you could.
But I just do a 10. My purpose in meditation is to get it done as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
No, that's definitely going to help. Yeah. Just have you tried to do a meditation on double speed? like you listen to books on... Hey, Apple, I got a suggestion for your meditation app. Can you offer one of those at double speed and 4x speeds for your voices?
Should we get through this?
We and the get pulse... done.
you're panting. You're panting like a dog at 105. What are you doing? Meditating.
You just need a paper bag because you hyperventilate every day. Yeah, the magic hat is. Oh man,
are you still enjoying it?
There's nothing like being because we're flying economy at the moment for some reason. I'm not in charge of doing the bookings. But last year, I said, hey, we're not making enough profit on tour. So we're taking less people this year and flying economy.
Well, you also pay a huge number of people who are just leeches, right?
Yes, men. Yes, people. Yes, people.
Yes, people.
Yes.
And they just, they took the master class and they just repeat what you say. Is that right?
They repeat what I say, yes. So,
but Glenn Ally, the long-suffering Glenn, is now helping with your business.
Oh, yes.
So you'll start making money hand over fist.
Yes, but the thing is, this is why he's so great, is I can see in his eyes, I can see that he just wants to come in and go, all right, enough of this bullshit. Boom, I'm cleaning house. Yo, get out of here. But he's very patiently working on change.
Yeah.
which is very appreciated. So anyway, I'm on this plane in economy, row 36.
Mm-hmm.
Window.
Yeah.
Window, right?
And does Jade sit?
Jade guards me from the outside world. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, if we're three of us, then it'll be one of our people, but often it's like a stranger.
We fly first class, motherfucker. But there's certain routes where Southwest is the best seat for us. Now, we hired Aaron Guernsey, who our new stage manager, who's, I guess, not that new. She's been with us like 5 years now, 4 years. She's fabulous. She's a great employee. She used to work at Cirque du Soleil, and now she works with us. And she is efficient and does everything perfectly. But we hired her. We didn't realize something else about her. I mean, I realized it about her, but I didn't know what in advance. I would have hired her just for this if I'd thought about it. She's like 5'1", maybe 5 foot.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also thin.
Yeah.
So when we fly Southwest, I get into the exit row and I make Aaron sit beside me. You know what it's like to have Aaron sit beside you? Empty seat.
Empty seat.
Yeah. And I can just, I spread my arms as wide as I want. And you know what's over here by my right elbow? Nothing. Because it's Aaron's seat.
And then you drink your beverage just looking into Aaron's eyes.
And she says, "This is really creepy." And I go, "Why?" She goes, "Because you're naked on an airplane."
So I'm back in freight class, and then I put on my magic hat.
Uh-huh. And all of a sudden,
I'm by a lake.
You're in Yosemite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I'm completely surrounded by a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take out my computer, and now I've got a 4'6" for 8-foot screen that I can do all my fancy, because I've got a very fancy computer, but it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got an 8-foot screen for my fancy computer, and I'm listening to whatever I want to listen to. Meanwhile, Jade is just suffering with the rest of the people. Jade needs a Vision Pro magic hat.
Yeah. Has she asked for one? Has she mentioned it?
No.
Well, you just want to buy another magic hat, don't
No,
you?
I don't, because there have been three things that tested my limits. Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
Well, they've actually made me go, this is an issue, you need to stop.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number one, magic hat. What happened was, I woke up on the day, I set my alarm, and I woke up for the pre-sale,
mm-hmm.
and I bought it, and I bought the accessories, mm-hmm. okay? And it came to $4,500.
Mm-hmm. That's what mine costs. You also had to get the lenses, right?
No, I didn't.
You wear contacts.
No, I don't.
You can't just have good eyes?
No, I don't. There's another option that you haven't stumbled upon yet.
You see badly in the magic hat. Nope.
Come on, what's that? What's the extra option?
You've totally stumped me. You have bad eyes and don't care.
Nope.
You don't have the lenses that are built in.
Nope.
You don't wear contacts.
Nope. And I used to.
You got LASIK surgery, so you do have good eyes.
Yeah, from the Wellish Center in Vegas. I think it's called Wellish Center. Google it; you'll figure it out.
Are you like that? Whatever that was, senator was going to do an infomercial for your teeth.
Well, I feel I have to, because here's what happened.
Yeah.
Tiffany, who's is one of the producers of my show. She got LASIK. It cost her like $6,000. I don't know, something like that.
So
I say, hey. I've been thinking about that, and my prescription hadn't changed. So I go down. So she says, I'll arrange it so that you can go down and have a consultation. Go down, they have the consultation. Takes like an hour. They get through to the end. They said it's $6,000. Or you can do a social media post. I said, what? I said, a good deal.
For free?
Yeah.
For one social media post?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, I'll think about it. Didn't want to seem too eager. Didn't want to develop my social media brand that much.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, I've thought about it. The answer is yes.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, that's great news. And I said, yes, that is great news. So they went and they did it, completely cured my eyes, can now see through walls. And there is a social media post on my account, which you don't have to look for. And the picture is me. And Dr. Wellish, who is the main guy there, I'm giving a double thumbs up, and I've taken 12 Valium. Because Tiffany said to me that, and I'm in my Piff outfit. They did the procedure in my pith outfit.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty wonderful.
It was amazing. Tiffany said to me, yeah, they give you two Valium, but you can have more. They'll give you more if you asked. And she thought I would just ask once and they'll give me two more. But all I heard was I can have more Valium by asking for it. So I just kept asking and I ended up having 12 Valium.
You just said, I want more Valium?
Yeah, and they just kept giving it to me. And then I said, I'd like more, please. And they kept giving it to me. And as a result, because the worst bit of that is like the night of, it's not very nice, it hurts. I have no memory of that. I just woke up at some point the next day and my eyes were fixed.
And you saw perfectly.
Yeah.
So you're getting back to the magic hat.
To me, my magic hat with no lenses.
Mm-hmm. And you said the three things you regret buying.
Oh, yeah. Magic hat.
Magic hat.
And
I gave mine back 2 days before. They gave me all my money back, including for the lenses. And they also gave me some of the money from your LASIX.
So you don't have a magic hat now?
I do not. No. Neither does Emily. We both gave them back.
Well, I was gonna give it back. But first of all, I wasn't going to have it.
And the Apple person said, oh, everybody brings them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we said, not Piff.
No Piff. I'm sticking with mine. First of all, I wasn't even going to receive mine. I rang them. I tried to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came and they said, well, you've got 2 weeks to decide whether you want to keep it or not. Mm-hmm. And then I found like the, you know, like cause I'm on planes a lot. It's that and it's watching movies because I don't really have a TV in my house. So I'm watching movies on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So now I watch them in this big personal cinema.
That makes a difference, yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking about...
And you don't watch movies with Jade?
We go to the movie theater for that.
I see.
We don't watch movies indoors. And I was thinking about renovating a room in my house to make it into a movie theater. And I was like, well, that's going to be way more than $4,500.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep it. So I like my magic hat for the...
And also, if you get a magic hat for Jade, she doesn't listen to the show, right?
No, she doesn't.
So we can talk candidly.
Yeah.
If you get a magic hat for Jade, you can also chain them together.
Can you?
Yeah.
No. So
you can both watch the same movie.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah, easily. It's the same way you, when you do that sharing on your computer, to put it on the TV.
I didn't. That's what I'm going to get for her birthday.
Good.
A magic hat.
Tell her it's from me, too.
I will.
I thought of it.
That would be a great gift, actually, because usually I get something useless like perfume or rings or jewelry.
Get her a magic hat and then link them together. You watch both on a big screen.
I'm going to make sure that's true, and then I'm going to do that.
It is true.
Well, I mean, you've told me things in the past
never.
That haven't been true.
Never.
Who was going to lose the election against Hillary Clinton? Okay.
That's the most important. That's the most important mistake I've ever made, and it's a big one. I didn't.
Oh,
tell
don't
you.
Worry. We've done the math. Yeah. There's no path to victory.
Right. And then Trump was president, and now our world's over because of social media, which bred Trump.
So,
and which gave you also good eyes. Okay, that's one. Magic hat.
Magic hat.
Two more.
Now, listen, the magic hat is it was expensive. I don't need it, blah, blah, blah. But I guess it's pretty useful because I've got such a small computer and I need to do these big things like video editing and like working on my QLab. That's pretty useful. Okay, well, that kind of like comes out wash for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's difficult to argue it was a worthwhile purchase. But I like it, so whatever. You're not going to like this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Jade says to me, oh, I went to see my agent, WME, in LA. Mm-hmm. They're just around the corner from Rodeo Drive.
Uh-huh.
My sister was with us.
She said, why don't you buy Rodeo Drive?
No. Jade says, I'll take your sister to look around Rodeo Drive.
Oh, Christ.
So,
oh, fuck.
No, it's fine. They've got willpower and self-control. They're fine. They're not like us.
Okay.
Right?
Not like you. I have willpower and self-control. I get that coming out the ass.
No. I don't believe you have willpower or self-control. Because if you had, then you wouldn't need to use as much willpower or self-control.
I see. I understand.
Anyway, they come back, and we're driving back to Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Jane says, oh, so it's a really cute pair. Do you mind if I just tell this story in this direction without looking at you in the eyes?
Okay.
Okay. So they said, we found this really great pair. We saw this really great pair of Louis Vuitton slippers, and I was going to buy them for you. I don't think she was going to buy them for me. And I'm like, oh, let me see the slippers. And let me describe these slippers. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They're cute. Okay. You know, when people come up to me and I say, thanks for coming to the show tonight. I hope you had a great time. And they said, yeah, it was cute. And I want to like get them taken out. Yeah. Preferably by a Navy SEALs team. So anyway, I look at these slippers and I go, oh, those are quite nice.
Cute.
cute. So I go, I'm going to buy those slippers. In my head, a switch just flicked. A switch just goes, boom. A switch which has been enabled by so many Amazon purchases over the years that it's worn down any sort of sensible purchase mechanism that I have, right? It's just worn it down, and now it's just non-existent. Now I just see things, and I go, yeah, I want them, right? So I go, yeah, I'm going to go and buy these slippers. So we go back to Vegas, and when I go back to Vegas, I go, Jade, hey, come with me to Louis Vuitton, and we find the slippers, and we buy the slippers. How much do you think the slippers are?
I get actually nauseated thinking about the number.
But remember,
$1,500.
Remember the whole concept of this story. This is like my rock bottom.
Right.
This is what I'm telling you. This is my rock bottom of buying.
So $1,500 for the slippers.
That will get you one.
$3,000?
Once taxes included, about $2,750. $2,750 for these slippers, which are the most comfortable things I've had on my feet of all time. And remember,
you jog in them or do you run?
No, you just sit there in them and go, oh, I should have done this. Should not have done this. That's what you do mainly. You put them on and go, And then the other thing was,
what color are they?
They're brown. They're brown and they've got these sort of.
You know what my slippers cost? I'm wearing slippers right now.
Did I start this story by saying, let me tell you about the greatest value I received from a pair of slippers?
Okay. But my slippers were like $85, and I had to hesitate.
No, that's expensive.
A long time.
Are they orthotic slippers?
No.
Oh, because I know a good place for orthotic slippers if you're interested.
Okay.
So anyway, I buy these things, and I'm just like, oh my God, this. And then I notice that one of them. No, wait. It gets worse. It gets worse. It gets much worse. So I bought these slippers.
You went to the Louis Vuitton store in Rodeo Drive.
No, on Rodeo Drive in Vegas, at the Bellagio.
But it's not an outlet store.
It's not. They don't do outlet stores. They don't do sale items.
Yeah.
Right? It gets much worse.
You went to the Bellagio?
Yeah.
First of all, if you're buying anything at the Bellagio, you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
But those are where the stores are.
Yeah.
And there's no markup in those stores because it's already been marked up.
I mean, there's no markup in the store.
You go to the website. If you want to buy it on the website.
Oh, yeah. There's no discounts any of those things. Sir.
No, but there's no markups either. Right, you're not paying a premium to go to the Bellagio to buy it. Okay. So while I'm there, what year is it?
2023.
No, that's incorrect. How did you get that wrong?
2022.
24.
Oh, it'd be now.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was happening.
No, if you examine that question, you'll find the answer within it. It's the year of the dragon.
Ah.
And look, they had this cute keyring. This cute little, isn't that a cute keyring? It's a little dragon. For the listener, it's a little dragon.
Now, I'll tell you something I hate.
Yeah.
Keyrings.
Well,
make sure you're my keyring.
Yeah.
Want to see my keyring?
Yeah, you're going to flip me off?
It's my keyring.
What's that?
That's a key to a mini. Attached. See this little place? That's where it goes in a key ring.
Yeah, but
see what's on it?
You haven't even got an air tag on it?
Nothing.
Wow. I've got my key to my car, an air tag, and then I have this little dragon here. He's pretty happy. And I thought, it's a year of the dragon, Piff.
Yeah. Now, may I guess what that costs?
Wait, before you do that, it's a year of the dragon, Piff. This is going to be your year, Piff. And what you need is a key ring. So that every time
that makes it hard to just fit in your pocket.
Can you back off?
Okay.
Every time you look at this dragon, you're gonna go, yeah, it's a year of the dragon, and you're gonna be pumped, and you're gonna go out there and you're gonna create social media content, and you're gonna get on talk shows that have said no repeatedly for the past 8 years of your life. And you're gonna get your own Piff the Magic Dragon TV show. And Penn Jillette is going to play your dad, and you're going to take over Piff, and you got 12 months to do it, Piff, and this keyring is going to remind you of it. How much is this keyring, please? I say to them.
And they say, $18.
No.
$19.
No.
$75.
No.
Oh, it's not more than $75. I can see the fucking
listen,
key ring. I could make that key ring for you
did
for $75.
Did I say, let me tell you three purchases I'm proud of? No, I said, I'm going to tell you three purchases that brought me to my knees, Penn, to my knees. That brought me
$125.
No, that brought me to a state where I have to change who I am.
$150.
No, I have to change everything about my life. This is not
good. Does it cross $200?
It crosses and you got to keep going.
It's a fucking cartoon, fucking piece of plastic shit.
It's leather. It's real leather.
Leather plastic shit.
It's real leather.
Leather. Yeah, that's even worse. It's not even vegan.
No, it's not vegan. It's a dragon. Dragons aren't vegan.
250.
No.
No, can't be. Do not tell me. It 275.
Keep going.
It doesn't cross 300.
Oh, listen.
It can't cross 300.
I believe in the past.
It's a piece of shit.
I believe.
It's a piece of shit.
I believed in the past that we've spoken about my last three drinks. Uh-huh. And none of those drinks were even remotely tied to any sort of sensible idea of having a good time.
Okay.
So please don't look at this and expect this to be 300. You think I'd be brought to my knees by a $300 keyring? No, I could push through a $300 keyring, all right?
350?
No. Listen, I haven't bought anything on Amazon since this, except for one sleeping bag outfit, which I then returned immediately, because why would I need a suit that's essentially a sleeping bag?
375? No. It doesn't cross 400. There's no one else in the world. No, 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 no.
Let me segue here for a moment.
Yeah.
The slippers I bought, I got them home. I'm wearing them, feeling very bad about them. And then I look down. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that one of them is a different color to the other. Because one was the display one. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. And then it started like really niggling at me.
What, is sun faded?
It was really getting to me. So, I said, you know what? I'm going to get Ali, who works for us, to take them back and exchange them for a pair that match. Mm-hmm. And Ali went into the store, and they were just arguing with her, and they said they wouldn't. And then she got them home, and she took a picture. And she says, oh, they don't match. This is terrible. So then Angela got involved. And Angela, within half an hour later, they finally exchanged those slippers for a pair that matched. And now I feel, okay, I've got these really super nice slippers. At least they match. At least they match. Okay, I wear them there. Okay.
But for,
I can sort of live with that.
For fucking $3,000, they shouldn't argue with you when you bring them back.
But, and my point is, they did. That is exactly my point.
$425.
No, I have no such good feelings about this keyring.
Remember, I started at $5. I've gone up an order, two orders of magnitude.
Yeah, look at him.
I didn't it's even pause.
It's got the Louis Vuitton print on the back of the keyring.
It did not. It did not. You're lying to me. That does not cross 500.
Oh, it crosses it.
It does not cross 500.
And it,
look at that piece of shit.
And it doesn't even slow down to look at the time. It doesn't.
It can't be more than $500 for a keyring that you
don't
want.
Let me tell you, this keyring is not trying to do a 5K. This is a marathon keyring. This is not running for a minute, resting for a minute.
Okay, well, I'll jump by a lot then. 550.
Nope.
No, no, no.
Do you want to hold it? Come, I'll come over there, and I'm going to get you to hold it, all right?
Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to hold it. Now, we're already at 550. Now, okay, I started out at 5, which is nice. But it's stiff. It's a stiff piece of leather.
Don't bend it, for the love of God.
Okay. And one of the eyes on the thing, it's a flower riding a happy dragon.
Yeah.
Right?
Year of the Dragon, isn't it?
Who the fuck would buy this?
Me.
Who else? Why would they make this? Is this the one they made for you?
No. I think. Let me look, see if they're still available.
We're not going to go for 600, are we, Biff?
We're not stopping at 600. If that's what your question was.
So you actually went into a store, saw this at $600, and bought it?
No, I was purchasing. Didn't go into. I was already in the store purchasing $3,000 slippers. Looked to my left and thought, "You need that too."
Biff, I will not. I cannot accept this is true.
I'm okay with that.
700.
No.
750.
No.
800.
There it is on the website. Still available. Still, you could place it in your cart. Right now, you could place that in your cart. It's still available.
If.
Mm.
Tell me the amount.
You ready?
No.
Look at it one more time.
It's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. What do you think the materials are?
The material in this?
Yeah.
If it's if it is human pussy leather, it's worth $100.
I'm trying to look and see if it is redeemed. No, it doesn't even list the materials. That's how shitty the materials are. Ready?
I'm not, no.
And just tell me when you're ready. And remember, the price I'm about to quote does not include tax.
It's embossed. It's kind of 3D-ish.
Yeah. Is it personalized? No.
No, it's not.
Not even personalized.
Are the colors classy? No. Colors are crayon colors.
Yeah, they're my favorite, but they are my favorite color scheme. I like all that sort of like primary color.
I'm ready.
Are you sure? So remember what brought us here. A Vision Pro, which is vaguely useful. Number two.
Slippers.
The slippers, terrible purchase. You wouldn't have thought it got worse than slippers. No. The slippers I thought I had a problem with. But the next day I went back and I spent $905 plus tax on a Louis Vuitton Dragon Kiwi. And at that point, I was like, yeah, I think this is an issue.
That was Penn Sunday School, brought to you by MasterClass. And right now, our listeners are getting an additional 50% off the annual membership at MasterClass.com/Penn.
Penn.
Get 50% off right now at MasterClass.com/Penn. MasterClass.com/Penn. I want to add a little strong disclaimer. Piff said he was a member, which earlier in the show made it seem like it was a good idea. Now may seem like it's a bad idea. So I will say, in spite of Piff, go to MasterClass. And that, $905.
Yeah, $905. Oh, God. Plus tax.
Oh, Christ.
Plus tax.
Christ, Piff.
I was having a bad week.
That was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha-cha-cha.
And to our listening,
you become naked. Now, if I put this down on my dick, will it suck me off?
No. No, no scent.
There's no scent.
Not even scented.
I thought maybe it would smell like cocaine.
I hope.
I would like to know how many of these they sold.
Do you want one for you? I'll get you one for your birthday.
No.
I'll get you one. I'll get you one right now.
I would be so depressed.
Okay,
don't hit that button. Don't do it.
They take Apple Pay. They take Apple Pay.
No,
I'm two clicks away.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It would make me sad. You know we love you. Piff, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And Matt Donnelly, do you have anyone to thank?
I want to thank the following people who support us on Patreon. Keep this chugging along. 12 years and counting. Thanks to great people like Ben, Amy Smith, Franzi, Stop Misgendering Moxie on the Podcast 2024. Oh, I didn't realize they were running. Harry the Gorilla Magician, Don Dottie, Kevin Burke, David McLaughlin, Old Bear Greg, Charlie Sheets says trans rights, No Shit Sherlock, and Por Favor Van and Puerto Rico. Stephen Bricegirdle says, who the hell gave Penn a keyboard and why didn't they do it sooner? Bastard. There you go. Coach Rat Bastard. Wash your sister sauce. Will Jason. David, I want to finger your cunt Brenner. Tristan Connett. Mason Gooch. Sagebrush. Matthew Mishu. Luke Mellon. Jason Andrew Davidson. Peter B. Clark. Matt Williams. Soapy Fresh. Brad Sherlag. Mike Cavanaugh. Rafiki. Steve Feldman. Jonathan P. NewRuleFX.com. Eric M. Ryan. Krista Hatchaby Loop McKinney. Danny Insert Meta Joke Here Ruse. Little Mandar. MDM. I don't like that Patreon has limited me to 50 characters. Adam Stickney, Nathan Julian, Jeremy in Shanghai, Chris Harris, Petty Officer Scoop, Daniel Leanne Rhymes. No, it doesn't. William Wangreen, David K., Shane Brevik, Blue Drinks Films says, please tell me the TCFE story again.
T- Tony, call FedEx.
Brandon Knapp. There's someone who figured out the 50 character limit. You got what you needed. All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.